Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary journal and to this video titled Two Prophetic Errors. In the first four pages in the prophecy section of this journal, I explained four scriptural links in a prophetic chain: the Abrahamic covenant, Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy, Jesus' Olivet discourse, and John's little book. When these four links are brought together, they help us to understand that the 70th week in Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy is not like the first 69 weeks. It is not a week of seven regular years. Rather, it is the great week of the Abrahamic covenant. Beginning roughly 4,000 years ago, around 1900 BC, with God's promises to Abraham, divided in the very middle by Rome's destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, and soon to be completed and fulfilled at the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to judge and rule the world. And in the five pages that follow those four links, pages on Israel, the beast of Revelation, the false prophet, the city of Rome, and the United States, I show how a proper understanding of Daniel's 70th week is the starting point and vital framework that we need in order to understand these five other prophecies. In all of these first nine prophetic pages, I do not address other people's mistakes. I simply present the truth as I understand it and let it speak for itself. But in this final 10th page, I explain two major errors regarding Daniel's 70th week that are found in today's evangelical Protestant Christian church: postmillennialism and dispensationalism. These two errors have one thing in common. They both assume that the 70th week of Daniel chapter 9 is just like the first 69 weeks, a week of seven literal years. Postmillennialists correctly understand that Daniel's abomination of desolation that marks the midpoint of the 70th week is Rome's destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. And so, believing that the 70th week must have ended soon after 70 AD, they have concluded that we are now living in the Bible's next prophetic phase, the millennium. And so they believe that Jesus' second coming will happen after or post the millennium, hence their name, postmillennialist. Dispensationalists, on the other hand, correctly understand that Jesus will return before or pre the millennium, that the millennium has not yet come. And so they are known as premillennialists. I myself am premillennial. I believe that Jesus will return before the millennium. And so my objection is not with premillennialism itself, but with the dispensational version of premillennialism. Beginning with their assumption that the 70th week is a literal 7 years long, dispensationalists have felt compelled to find a way of separating the 70th week from the first 69 weeks, moving it far out into the future so that they can move the millennium that follows the 70th week out into the future with it. And so dispensationalists have introduced a time gap between the 69th week and the 70th week. It is a fictional period of time that they call a divine dispensation of time. They call this dispensation the church age. And so, because each of these groups has chosen to take their stand on only one piece of prophetic truth, one part of the bigger puzzle, they have both missed the bigger picture.